Gently close your eyes. Before you begin, you can actually take a sip of water to soothe your throat. Begin to adjust our posture. Ensure that your head, neck, and spine are aligned in one straight line. And ensure that your chin is parallel to the ground. Do not tilt your head too upwards or too downwards. Pull in and tuck in your chin. Relax your face. And place your hands gently on your thighs. The palm can be facing upwards or downwards. And put on a Mona Lisa smile on your face. You shall enter into breathing meditation. You must tell yourself, in the next 20 minutes, I will be like a rock. Imagine a tiny you that's standing at the tip of a nose, observing your breath. One exhale and one inhale. And then when you exhale, feel the warm air coming out of your nostril. And when you're breathing in, feel the cool air entering your nose. First exhale, then inhale as one count. If your mind is wandering while doing the breathing meditation, please bring it gently back to our breathing and start from one again. So let's begin. Let's do 10 counts of breathing. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. We shall do our review meditation. Let's review. In the past 24 to 48 hours, the conversations we had with others, it may include the conversations you had on the phone, face-to-face conversations, or via text messages. Please select 5 to 6 conversations that you had. It need not be a full conversation, just a clear conversation, a clear summary of what went on in the conversation. Choose the one that is the most meaningful one and one that is of the least meaningful conversations. For example, for myself, the most meaningful speech was to help a volunteer to understand how to do the 4 steps correctly. And the least meaningful speech was yesterday the conversation with a tax consultancy firm discussion. About your most meaningful and least meaningful conversations. Now, let's go into the problem-solving meditation. Let's divide your most meaningful conversation into 3 or 4 parts. Think about which part of the conversation is the most meaningful part, and why is it more meaningful than the rest of the other parts? So in my example, when I was discussing with the volunteer about the 4 steps, the most meaningful part will be to inspire the volunteer to better the 4 steps, because it will be able to help the volunteer to have an improve in the life. So now, think about your most meaningful conversations you had. Which part is it? Why is it of such great significance and meaning? the next 24 hours to 48 hours? Under which circumstances will you be able to have such meaningful conversations? Let's review and find out the least meaningful conversations, and let's dissect it into 3 or 4 parts. Think about which parts of the conversation is less meaningful compared to other parts of the conversation, and why is it the most meaningless conversation you had. For example, in my example, the conversation I had with the tax consultancy firms in charge was the most meaningless, has wasted a lot of time. And we didn't really solve the issue we had. So that's why it is the least meaningful conversation I had. Think about your own most meaningless conversation you had. Why is it so meaningless? Think about in the next 24 to 48 hours, where will you plant the meaningless speech easily and wasting time? Yet it can't solve any issues. Think about the least meaningless speech and minimize it in the next 24 to 48 hours. Next, we will have the fixed meditation. Think about the most meaningful speech and go deeper and feel what went on in your inner self when you had the most meaningful speech with the other party, the joy of it. think about how you inspired the other person and encouraged the other person and caused the other person to understand the wisdom, the joy associated with all this. Feel the joy. The golden light, the warm sensation emitting from your heart area and spreading outwards. Be in a feeling of such joyfulness. Forget about the conversation. Of inspiring someone and helping someone and incorporate in your daily life for the next 24 to 48 hours through a scenario where this meaningful conversation will occur. How one sentence in the most possible conversation you have today, feel the joy of it. How will you feel if you bring this feeling of joyfulness in your meaningful conversations? Feel the sensation and the feelings associated with it. Feel that this golden light is coming out from your heart. Feel the warm sensation, filling up your entire body. And emitting from your body. The place and city that you are living in. Anyone who touches this golden light will have the ability to say meaningful speech, the golden light continues to spread outwards, and expand to the whole country that you are living in. This golden light continues to expand outwards to the neighboring countries. And even enveloping the entire earth. Anyone who touches this golden light will have this ability to only say meaningful speech. this golden light comes back into your heart. And with this golden light within your heart, you may begin your day so that every conversation that you're going to have will be meaningful. Using 3 long breaths, consciousness back into your body. You can move your fingers and toes and come back